Hello, everyone. Come on in. How's it going? I'm a little, I think my coffee's kicking in. All right. I am Coach Betsy. We have any new members today who are maybe this is their first call or you've just joined recently? Let me know in the chat. And we will welcome you, or just someone post in the chat to make sure you can hear me. All right, Jean. If it's the Jean I'm thinking it is, then I know you're not new. All right. Good morning, Rosita. Good morning, Betty. Good morning, Kimberly. Good morning, Jean. Good morning, Robin, who is also saying good morning to Jean. Hello, Miss Chris. Thank you. You're so sweet. I actually blow dried my hair, and I'm telling y'all, my hair is a direct result of the amount of time I spend on it. That is a fact. Not that I spend hours and hours, but if I spend no time, then we know how it's going to go. So, all right, y'all, come on in and say hi. And let's talk some monthly planning and assessment. Okay, this is what we're going to do today. I've got a few little announcements. Oh my gosh, like all of a sudden all the hearts and the celebrations came in. So I've got a couple of announcements because y'all, we only got about 47,000 things going on in the membership. Not really, but we have a few amazing things going on in the membership right now. Coming up on September, y'all, it is August 31st, so it is the last day of the month. We don't do this very often, where we have this call on the very last day of the month, but I love it. I love it that it came this month. And so, we've got some super fun stuff in September. And then also today is the last day to register for virtual camp. Da, da, da. Queen of your life. Let me see if I can balance this thing on my head. Going to do that. So maybe like I can get a screenshot of that for this call. That can be me. Oh my gosh, y'all. So I got the, they finally sent the coaches the swag ahead of time. I've been saying that for years. Y'all send us the swag ahead of time so that we can talk about it and get excited too. Because usually we don't get the swag until we get to camp. But y'all, this thing is so fun to play with. I just sit here with it. And so I've got this. I have four, no less than four old shitties. So I have this, and then I have my new hotness over there. So I have all the things. But y'all, my other favorite thing from swag is the stickers. The stickers and the temporary tattoos. I'm totally going to put a temporary tattoo on at camp when we go. I don't have any real tattoos, so this is about it for me probably. But y'all remember back in the day, stickers. Who was into stickers back in the day? And y'all, stickers were not like plentifully, is that a word? Like they were not plentiful. Like you like just took care of your sticker and you thought about where you were going to put it. And there just weren't like stickers everywhere. You had to really like think about where you were going to put it. Were you going to put it in your sticker book, or were you going to put it on your water bottle, or where were you going to put it? And so now every time I get stickers, I'm like, I just feel like I'm just so yes, on your trapper keeper. But now stickers are everywhere. You get them in every coloring book and all kinds of stuff like that. But back in the day, back when I was growing up in the 80s, 70s, 80s, stickers were a huge deal. And so anytime I get stickers, I love it. And so now I'm going to think about where I want to put these things. But speaking of, since we're talking about monthly assessment today, this is one page of the stickers where it talks about done and goals and yay and I did great. But look down here at the bottom. It says monthly goals. And So I love that these stickers, you could like put one of these monthly goals on some page in your planner, maybe on the front of your planner or something to remind you of your monthly goals. Because I'm going to talk about that today because, y'all, that is so important that we have to remember. My table's shaking. We have to remember to remind ourselves of what we set goals to do. I actually did a live about that a couple of weeks ago, and y'all, I still forgot. And that's okay. But I reminded myself of what my goals were. I was going to do a monk meal. I was going to just practice eating less. Did I do that? Sometimes, but sometimes not. So we just need reminders. Oh my gosh, puffy stickers. Do y'all remember the scratch and sniff stickers? All the Lisa Frank stickers. Oh my gosh. Okay, y'all, we could just reminisce about all the stickers all day. But okay, so to finish this up, virtual camp, queen of your life. The price goes up after today. So if y'all have been on the fence, if y'all have been thinking about it and you're not sure it's relevant to you, all this kind of stuff, let me know in the chat and I'll talk to you, but as I go. But y'all, this is the time. This is the time to go ahead and just make that decision because you save a little bit of money between today and tomorrow. Okay, that's my thing about virtual camp. And then don't forget, I'm not going to talk too much about this because I don't want to get our attention away from monthly assessment. But who is excited about September and the, oh my gosh, y'all, it's in the other room. I printed it out. Our new meal planning guide. Yes. Okay. So we are doing that all throughout the week, the month. Coach Lizzie, the amazing Coach Lizzie, put together the meal planning guide, and we're going to be talking about it all throughout the month on the Wednesday calls. And y'all, I looked at it, and but don't go over there right now. Let's just focus on monthly planning. And then after the call, you can give yourself the reward. If you haven't seen it yet, you can give yourself the reward of going over and printing out or downloading the monthly the monthly food planning guide. But the amazing Coach Lizzie put that together with Corinne's help, and it is just amazing. And y'all, if you can't find ideas on what to eat in this guide, I got nothing. I got nothing for you. There are probably at least 200 ideas on how to make simple meals. And so if you're out of ideas, if we get this question all the time and ask coaches, what do I eat? I don't know what to eat. All this kind of stuff. If you don't get ideas and you don't figure out what to do from this meal planning guide, I got nothing for you because oh my gosh, I was looking at it last night and I was like, oh, I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that. I'm gonna try that. Because I've been a little in a little bit of a rut with my food. We've been, we have our things we like, but I don't know, I just kind of want to shake things up a bit. So yes, that was my Friday night reading. My husband was at his fantasy football draft last night. So I was on my own last night. And then y'all know what's coming up. Deer season. So I'm about to be a deer widow for the next few months. So I am gonna be on my own, but I love it. I love it. It's like time for me for the next few months. All right. So I see a Q&A. Ooh, okay. Someone put in the Q&A that it's your first time in the big group and we'll be there being intro to the website. Actually, I'm going to go over to the website here in a minute to talk about our monthly assessment. But here's what I want you to do, Anonymous. This is the best way because we used to do videos about, I mean, there may be a video out there with the website. You cannot break the website. I want you to go to nobswomen.com and I just want you to start clicking on stuff. I want you to just start looking around. But here's the thing for you. If you just joined, well, you joined 30 days ago because you said it's your first day in the big group. So, first off, if you hadn't finished that No BS weight loss course and Basics 2.0, you don't need to do anything else on the website. Okay. I know y'all are excited. I know you want to look. And I mean, you can look around, But do not let that overwhelm you so that you're not focused on the basics of our program. That's why we don't let you in to all the stuff on the website for 30 days, because people get overwhelmed. Okay. So, and with what we're going to be talking about today, you may not be quite ready for monthly assessment. Okay. So just take what you want, leave the rest. Y'all know we're the Netflix of weight loss. All right. We got some deer hunting stuff going on. We got some fantasy football. My husband's in it. I mean, two or three different leagues. He's doing one online like this morning. So it's all the things, but you know, it's kind of fun though. It's kind of like it's an annual thing, and he starts getting excited. And then, you know, we watch football on Thursdays, Sundays, Mondays. I can go in the other room if I want to watch something, but it's just something, I don't know. I just like to see like him enjoying stuff. And you know, for a long time, kind of back before we got married and I was with somebody else, and like I really just done a lot of work on my relationships. And like, you know, he can have things he enjoys that I'm not involved in, and I can just sit back and enjoy him enjoying something, and then I can do my thing, and then we can also do things together that we enjoy together. But it doesn't have to be all this together time. And like, I can go in the other room and watch my shows when he's watching football tomorrow. And so it's just all good. It's all good. There's no rules, there's no have to's. And we just get to like do this life together. I don't know. I'm just, that's how I feel about my relationship with my husband. And my big thing that I always talk about is he meets his needs, I meet my needs, and we get to just come together and, you know, enjoy each other's company and, you know, laugh together and hug each other and all the things, right? But like, if I want the garbage, you know, let out, or if I want to unload the dishwasher, I mean, I do it. If he wants to do it, he does it. But, you know, stuff may just not be important enough to him as it is to me, and vice versa. So I just don't want to live in resentment and all of that. So anyway, we're not talking relationships. Oh my gosh, I'm super chatty today. I told you all I had a bunch of coffee. All right, so let's get into monthly planning and assessment. And Anonymous, this will help you because I'm about to get on to our website. So let me clear all this stuff out so that all I have is the website up. And y'all just let me know if you have any questions in the Q&A, if you want to get coached here at the end of the call, and you know, about your monthly plan, your monthly assessment, what you learned from this month, what you want to practice next month, let's do it. So just raise your hand and we'll talk about it. Okay. So, all right. Where is my page? That's not it. Too many windows, y'all. Okay, let me kind of make this as big as I can. And then I will show y'all all the resources for monthly planning and assessment. Okay. Do-do-do. Where's the chat? Okay. So, all right. Do y'all see the website? Actually, let me go back to the main page. Okay, this is going to be welcome. And this is what I love about our new, one thing I love about our new website is it says welcome whoever you are. So it's just, you know, a little bit more personalized, and it's just, I just love how clean it is and things like that. So much fun. All right. So, okay. Try not to get distracted by the chat. All right, so where are our monthly planning and assessment resources on the website? So let's go over to our 60-day planner. That is number one. Everybody knows about our planner and all the resources. This is the page where you can actually click here to download the entire planner with 60 days of daily plans, weekly plans, monthly plans, the habit tracker, all those things. Now, if you want to go to individual pages, you can go down here. And since we're talking about monthly planning, we click on this And this is our monthly plan and assessment page. So at the top, we plan the next month. At the bottom, we assess. And so, and here's the thing, y'all, don't overthink it about which planner you need to plan and assess. Do whatever works for you. Okay. I mean, these are just resources. These are just tools for you to just kind of help you reflect on the month, the previous month, and plan the next month. Okay. So just don't overthink that. There aren't any rules. So that is the monthly plan and assessment. And then the habit tracker is another way for us to assess monthly. This is one of my favorite tools that we have inside of NoBS, and it's just a way to visualize and then also do some math to kind of see how you're doing on our habits, okay? On any habits that you want to track. You can scratch out the top and track any habit that you want. I was just talking to my last client about that I am practicing washing my face at night. Y'all, I'm 49 and it's getting to be about that time that it's time for a little bit more moisturizing. It's time to wash the makeup off from the day. And y'all, I just had, that's just a habit I have. I get sleepy at night and then I get it's sleepy time. And so my thing is after dinner, that's when I've got to brush my teeth, wash my face. And so anyway, that's something that I could track on here. And what we know about our brains and the brain science is that our brain loves check marks. Our brain loves to kind of track things and rack up wins. And so that is the beauty of the habit tracker. And then the bottom, you actually calculate the percentage of achieving those things every month or practicing those things every month. And so you really get some good numerical, factual data on how you're doing. Okay. Because again, our brain is going to create a big story. Oh, well, I've been doing pretty good on things. I've been doing pretty good on following my plan. I've been doing pretty good on stopping it enough. Pretty good is your sign that, do you have actual numerical data? Or are you just kind of reflecting on the last month in a very non-factual way? And that just doesn't help you. It doesn't help you because if you end up not losing weight at the end of the month, you need to know why, right? And that's what these tools help you do. Darlene, no. Well, I've tried Mary Kay back in the day, but I got my stuff I like to use on my face. It's just a matter of using it and doing it, right? So that's when I'm practicing. Okay, so let's go back to the planner page again. So we've done the monthly planning assessment and the habit tracker. But what I'm going to focus on today, I've talked about the habit tracker on past calls. I've talked about the monthly planning and assessment call. I mean, monthly planning and assessment page on last calls. But I really want to talk today because Corinne actually mentioned it on a call just in the last week or two. She mentioned our deep dive assessment, which is, this is mine that I filled out and I'm going to talk about today. It's just, you know, it's an amazing tool that maybe I think is kind of, I'm actually going to talk about a couple of hidden gems inside NoBS today, but the deep dive assessment is one of them. And so where is that? We go back up to resources, and Anonymous, this is for you, where it's like, again, just kind of click around, but remember what it takes to lose weight. It doesn't take using every single tool that we have, but just get curious and click around and see what's available to you. We're going to go down to helpful worksheets. Okay. And this is where our deep dive assessment is right here. And so it is not part of the 60-day planner. It is a separate worksheet. Okay. And I did a live yesterday where I talked about just encouraging y'all to print it out or just to look at it or even fill it out ahead of time, or we can fill it out together on today's call. Okay. So this is what it looks like. And actually, I'm going to move over now to my Let's see, to just the, this is not filled out. I filled it out on paper, but this is what it looks like. It's just a little bit easier to see because you can see it all in one page. If y'all can see that, is it big enough for y'all to see? Because I can make it bigger if I need to. But this is what the deep dive assessment looks like. Okay. So this is where, I mean, it's called deep dive for a reason because you really do go into, you dive in to your data. You dive into what you've done last month, and maybe what you haven't done last month. And so we're not going to go through every single question, but I want to, yes, Susan. So your list is going to be shorter. Y'all know I have been around OBS for a long time. I have all the resources. But you all, depending on how long you've been here and depending on when you joined and all that kind of stuff, you're not going to have all those resources. Okay. Everybody's got different things depending on when they joined and all that kind of stuff. A lot of that stuff on that resources is down there at the bottom is our bonuses, like joining bonuses. And so it depends on when you joined, when you got which bonus and things like that. So, like I said, I've been around forever. And so, and also I work here. So I get all the bonuses. Okay. So, all right. So let's look at this deep dive assessment and kind of look at what it is really asking about and kind of how it's different than just our monthly assessment that is that's in the planner, which is also very valuable. And for those of you all who are not doing any monthly assessment yet, I really just want y'all to focus on the shorter one that's in the planner. But this is just an amazing tool. And Emily just asked, when should you use the deep dive assessment? Great question. Let me answer that right now. So this is helpful when, I mean, number one, when you're not losing weight. You're not losing weight consistently. Consistently. And y'all know we talk about this down, we want to see a downward trend with weight loss, but that means like kind of, it's up, down, it might be up, down, but it's a downward trend over time. Well, if you don't see a downward trend, if you're only seeing an upward trend, if you're a lot of y'all talk about playing around with the same 2 or 3 pounds, month after month, week after week, this could be an amazing opportunity to use this deep dive assessment. So it's like, okay, what am I really doing here? But here's the thing, y'all, you got to have some data from your plans and your assessments, from your daily plans and assessments. I got something in my mouth. I think it was like a little bit of, had oatmeal earlier. Sorry, y'all, but something went around in my mouth. So you got to have some data. So, right, that's the importance of keeping up with your daily data so that you can really say, okay, I know if I completed a 24-hour plan daily because I can look at my habit tracker. I can go back through my daily plans and see. So, yeah, so the purpose of this is if you're not losing weight, maybe you want to kind of speed up weight loss a little bit. Maybe you've been doing, a couple pounds a month or something like that, and you want to kind of ramp it up a little bit to maybe more like 4 or 5 pounds a month. This is where you can say, okay, I'm doing all these things, but you know what? I wasn't really doing some of these other things. And so this could be a way for me to kind of add a couple of habits that could really ramp up my weight loss. Okay. So those are kind of the two biggest reasons. Either you're not losing weight, or maybe a few reasons. You're not losing weight, you're playing around with you're either gaining or you're just kind of maintaining, you're just playing around with the same few pounds, or you're just kind of maintaining and the scale really isn't moving very much at all. And then also if maybe you want to speed up some weight loss. But it's just also just an interesting thing to do to just kind of periodically assess, all right, what can I celebrate here and what can I maybe level up? Okay, so I hope that answers that. All right, Emily says yes. All right, so let's look at what's on here. First off, we've got basically what we call the four basics, right? We've got the planning, we've got doable hunger, which is you know, the double hunger method, which is eating when we're hungry, stopping when we've had enough. And we've also got a section down here about assessing and evaluating. So that's assessing your, actually assessing your daily plan is up here under planning. Then it kind of goes again, this is the deep dive assessment. So it goes a little bit deeper. Are you using the weekly assessment page in the planner? Are you doing discovery worksheets? And several questions about doing discovery worksheets. What I learned and kind of am planning for next month is getting back to discovery worksheets. Y'all, I go, you know, I kind of do them for a while. I don't do them for a while. I tell you what, I think they're one of the keys to your weight loss, because we just, it's so important for us to get curious about why we're overeating, why we're eating when we're not hungry, why we're eating off plan, because there's always something underneath that that's going on that we just want to get curious about. It may just be a habit, but often it's something else that we just want to kind of get curious about. So lots of questions about discovery worksheets, and then water and sleep. So those are kind of the basics. I know the discovery worksheet isn't a basic, but it's definitely one of our basic tools, you know, that we use. But then we get into some other things we want to start assessing. And we call this section the mindset and real skills of weight loss. This reminded me of the lesson that is in our No BS course, and I'm going to post it in the chat. It is part of module 4. Where are my notes? There they are. Okay. And Jan, I will answer your question here in a minute. But, oh shoot. I'm going to post the lesson. Hold on just a minute. I forgot to put it over here, but I got it right here. Okay. There's a lesson in module 4 of the No BS Weight Loss course called, which is the Future You module, and it's called the Real Skills of Weight Loss. So often when we first join, okay, it's in the chat right there. Often we first join No BS, we've been on a bunch of other diets and just, you know, tried to follow meal plans and tried to follow rules, and it just hasn't worked for us, right? Well, that's because we didn't know the real skills of weight loss, which are some of these things that are listed here. So we're talking about, the first one is where we talk about the four N's. The four N's are all explained in the Breaking Diet Thinking course that is now its own course that is part of our pathways, which if any of you all are new, you will learn about the four N's later. If you don't know what the four N's are, don't worry about it now. But this is where we really start looking at our thinking, right? Mindset just means us looking at our thinking. How are we thinking every day? That is what is missing from other diets, right? That is what is missing from just follow this food plan or do this workout or whatever it is, right? It's, we've got to look at our thinking. So when you have a problem, you start to look and what am I thinking about, right? What am I making this mean about me? All that kind of stuff. You use No BS strategies when you have urges. You all know that urges are normal. They're going to have them for the rest of your life. And we've got to figure out how to handle urges without always giving into them, right? And so that is the entire module 3 of the No BS Weight Loss course. And so it's all about urges, all about just how, okay, we're going to want to eat when we're not hungry. We're going to want to eat when we've had a bad day. We're going to want to eat when life happens. What do we do then? Again, that's how we're different from a diet that just tells you to eat this and not this. It's, but what if I'm sad? What if I'm frustrated? What if my kid is sick? All this kind of stuff, right? These are the real skills that help you lose weight and keep it off for the last time. I'm not going to go through every one of these, but Ask Coaches, this is an amazing resource. That's what helps y'all with your thinking. journaling, talking to your future self, all of that is in module four. You know your shit talk. Y'all hearing your shit talk? Give me some examples of your shit talk. just tell me, give me some examples in the chat of your shit talk. Mine is, one of mine is, you're doing it wrong. They're better than you. You knew you wouldn't figure this out. You're never going to lose this weight, right? You should be doing more. Oh my gosh, Janet. That's a common one. You can't do this. You've never been able to do this. What's different now, right? We got to get aware of that shit talk so that we can learn to pivot when we hear it. If food tastes good, I know what to do and say in the moment to calmly stop eating. I'm setting boundaries in my life. We talk about boundaries in the relationships course. Actually, when I was talking about my relationship with my husband earlier, I was kind of talking about some boundaries there, right? When I feel restricted, I can distinguish if it's real or my thinking. Some of these questions, y'all, especially if y'all are new, you may be like, I don't know yet. Just don't answer it and move on, okay? You may just fill out the basic habits first. Okay. There's a few more questions here, and then we'll get into prioritizing. I know the emotions that trigger my overeating. Y'all, this just takes practice. What am I feeling right now? How am I feeling? Can I give it a name? Okay. All of that is in the Breaking Diet Thinking course. I'm too lazy to do this. How do those thoughts feel in your body? I have the skills to address my emotional needs when my brain wants me to eat. How are y'all meeting your emotional needs, right? These are the real skills that are not taught by other programs. I'm actively adding in more self-care. And y'all, one of the biggest forms of self-care is to take your ass to bed at night. I swear, I think if we just go to bed when we're tired, I swear, I think we'd lose so much more weight. I'm actively adding in more types of pleasure to help reduce my pleasure eating. Y'all, there's nothing wrong with pleasure eating. We can absolutely eat for pleasure sometimes, but we got to find other sources of pleasure, because if we only have food as our only source of pleasure, we're not going to lose weight and keep it off, period. We've got to find other sources of pleasure. And we want to kind of expand our definition of pleasure. A lot of times, like, pleasure is used with sexual pleasure, which is definitely one form of pleasure. But what else? What else? How else do you feel pleasure in your life? That's what I want y'all to get curious about. All right. Do, do, do. So Debbie says, how do we do that? I think maybe you're talking about like self-care and adding in more types of pleasure. This is the answer, y'all. You have to try things. I know we all want the answer immediately, and we don't want to have to try a bunch of things and try things that don't work and try things that, you know, aren't as pleasurable as we thought and things like that. But that's not the world we live in, and that's not humanity. We have to try things. Well, you know what? I have this urge to eat right now after dinner. What could I try to help take care of myself, to have some self-care, to feel some pleasure without eating? What could I try? Can I just try this? That's the answer. Okay. All right. So this is the worksheet, and then we're going to finish this up real quick. And then again, if anybody wants some coaching on this, or just, you know, questions, all that kind of stuff, raise your hand. Okay. Raise your hand. So the next step of this, after you've done the, I forgot to mention that you kind of rate yourself 1, 2, and 3 on each one of these things. Let's go back up here real quick. It says 1, rate yourself 1 to 3. One being hardly ever, if at all, two being most of the time, and three being I'm a model student. So, and again, if you're not sure, just don't answer that one. Okay. You'll get to that eventually, or maybe you just don't need it. Okay. Then you make a list of all your ones over here on the left-hand side. For me, I didn't list every single one, but I just listed a few things. I'm like, okay, I definitely think I'm going to want to kind of practice these things next month. And a couple of those for me were doing discovery worksheets and also planning my food. Because I think I've told y'all last month, I've kind of been, for the last few months, I've just been assessing my food every day. But these last couple of weeks, I've actually started planning my food ahead of time on the daily planner, and I'm really liking that. I'm just really liking having that decision made, and so I'm just going to get back to that. So you can list all the ones that you've marked as a one, and then you go over to the right-hand side and you put the ones that feel easiest first. And so it says, starting with the ones you think on the right-hand columns, you start with the ones you think would be easiest to work on and could make a nice impact in your weight loss. Y'all, I know that me planning my food ahead of time and doing discovery worksheets when I overeat, those are things that will help me and make a nice impact on my weight loss. Because I'm working on getting back into my maintenance range. I will show you all in just a minute. I'll show you all my monthly assessment in the planner, but I stayed the same this month. I stayed at 159, but I'm working on getting back into about my maintenance range has been 145 to 155. And so I stayed the same this month, which is fine. But I really want to get back into that range. Okay. So for me, my habits are planning my food ahead of time and also doing the discovery worksheet. Okay, so last page is where you pick your habit and then write a simple first step you could do to improve in that area. What I wrote down with the discovery worksheet habit that I want to practice, one discovery worksheet a week. I'm not starting out with doing a discovery worksheet every time I overeat or eat off plan. That is not doable for me and probably most of y'all. If we haven't been doing discovery worksheets, let's make it doable and set a goal of one a week. We can do more if we want to, but so let's set the goal, totally doable. Let's set the bar where we can just step right over it. And then the one with planning my food, I'm already in a habit of planning my food. Like I said, I've been doing it for the last couple of weeks. So I'm good with planning my food every day. So that's my level up that I will try. And then you can write about how to make it easy, right? And for me, I gotta have discovery worksheets like at the ready. That's how I make it easy. And there are some at the end of the planner. And so that's how I make it easy. And then, actually doing my plan every day, that habit. The way I make it easy is I got to have my iPad charged up because I keep letting my iPad, run out of juice. So, okay. So that is the deep dive assessment. And then the step four, this is how you assess the assessment at the end of the month. So what I'm going to be talking about next month, because I think I'm doing this call again next month, I'm going to assess this. So you don't fill this out yet until the end of the month. Okay, if you choose to do this deep dive assessment. All right. So let me check the chat here and just make sure. And I'll look in the chat here in a minute with an answer any questions in there. But yeah, if you have any specific questions for me and you want me to answer before the end of this call, put them in the Q&A box. Okay. That's where I will see them. And I know somebody asked about some links and things like that. And I'll do that in just a second. But let me finish this up and then we'll see if anybody wants any coaching. Okay. So here was my monthly planning. Let me make this a little bit, well, actually, I think I'll just scroll down because it's a little bit bigger. This was my monthly plan for August. So like I said, I was at 159. And I am still at 159. here at the end of the month. And my plan was to eat just a little bit less, one monk meal a week. And then I would feel successful if, you know, if my weight was down. And then also if I, you know, just my data, right? If I had my data that I would, you know, be able to see that I had eaten a little bit less and I had done a monk meal. So did I work on what I said would above? So here I am doing the assessment at the end of August here. I did this morning. By the way, you can also do these ratings. These ratings changed a little bit. I actually went down a little bit, and this is another good thing for you all to know with assessments. You're going to kind of go up and down the rating scale sometimes. The goal is not to just like start at a one and go to two and go to three and go to four and never go back. Okay? Ease around food. I went from a four to a three this last month. And that is just really interesting for me to know, because we did some traveling. We spent some weekends at the lake this week, this last month. There were lots of snacks and things like that, and I overate some of that. I consider ease around food. I consider that also alcohol. When I was assessing my month, I actually counted up the number of drinks I had last month. I drank a lot more than I have in previous months. So there's just some things for me to get curious around there. And I've really thought about, I just don't think it's super helpful for me to drink like during the week on the days that I'm working, or like the nights that I, you know, my work nights. I think it's best for me to just save my drinks until the weekends. And then I just, you know, I just had some extra drinks this last month. And then also just some quite a bit of grab assing, y'all. I made a list of all my overeats this last month. Lots of like grab assing, overeating, and a few binges. So it makes sense that I did not lose any weight this month. Okay. So yeah, I didn't work on what I said I was going to work on. Not, I said not consistently. But here's the thing, y'all. Here's where we can beat ourselves up and want to quit and think we'll never figure this out, or we can decide we're just going to keep going. This is the difference right here. This is how you eventually figure this out and lose your weight and keep it off for the last time. You don't quit. You keep going. Okay. All right. Jessica, yes, this is recorded and it will be available to you on Tuesday on the website and then also in our podcast. All right. So, what changes did I notice this month beyond weight? My thoughts regarding my weight and body. So, I wanted to tell y'all this real quick. Something fascinating, really, just some awareness around my weight and body happened this month. And it's actually a story that includes Coach Christy, which I was like, oh, I don't know if I should talk about this, but it's like, no, y'all like us to get real and like y'all like us to be real with you all. So I was listening to one of her maintenance calls from I think maybe last month and the month before, and she mentioned that she has lost weight. She has just changed up some of her food. She's really cleaned up some of her overeats. And she is now where she has lost 100 pounds from her highest weight. And she's recently lost about 18, I think she said like 18 pounds or something like that. Y'all, my brain went crazy and was like, oh my gosh, I want to know. Here is how I am like still a normal human being. What has she been doing? I need to call her. I need to talk to her. What has she been doing? She just told me what she's been doing to lose weight, but she must know some secret that I don't know. And like, she is better than me because she has lost weight and I haven't. And y'all, I was just like, able to kind of be with myself with that story that I was telling myself, where it's like, gosh, we live in a world, y'all, where we have been socialized and we get messaging every day, day in, day out, that thinner and less weight is better. And I am just at a point, y'all, I am 10 years into this journey, and I am just now in this place where I'm like, could that like not be true, that less weight or thinner is better? Like, could that just like not be true? Because it just feels true. It still feels very true to me. And I was really comparing myself to Coach Christy and like, oh my gosh, she's better than me. She's figured something out. She's, you know, like, and I like, I can't get my shit together and I'm still trying to get back into my maintenance range. And like, what's she doing? What's the secret she knows that I don't know? Y'all, there's no secret. Coach Christy just made a decision and she practiced and she didn't quit and she kept going. And I'm doing that too. She's just somewhere different in her journey. But here's the thing, y'all. I am just as good as Coach Christy. You are just as good as Coach Christy. Wherever you are, whatever you weigh, we are not this number on the scale. And I think I just like finally kind of realized, like, okay, our weight doesn't have to define us and define our worth and our value in this world. It was just a huge kind of aha for me. And so that is something I noticed this month, that I am like, okay, I can be worthy of anything I want in my life and valuable and lovable, no matter what I weigh. And I just want to offer that to you all as something to chew on, as something to marinate on, because y'all, I'm still chewing and marinating. Because we don't receive that messaging in this world. We receive the messaging we receive, you know, from a little girl, that thinner is better. Is that really true? So that's what I want to offer y'all today. Okay, I'm glad y'all needed to hear this, because it was a big one for me. And y'all know I love Coach Christy, and like, I just thank her for like being her and like giving me, I mean, I was going to say giving me that gift, but y'all, I really gave that gift to myself, because I was really able to open up to like, oh, look at you. You're like comparing and you're thinking that Christy's better than you. And you're thinking that you should be more like Christy. Should you? Should you? And y'all, that is available to you all too, to give yourself a little hug and to question what you're thinking. Okay? That's all we're trying to do around here with these monthly assessments and plans and coaching calls and all of that. That is what we're here to do, is to help you love on yourself a little bit more, take care of yourself a little bit better, and just question all of these things that you thought for so long. Okay. All right. So let me just finish this up and then I will get back to, this is my plan for September. Okay. I hadn't even talked about my Diet Coke. I'm gonna have to wait until next month to talk about my love-hate relationship with Diet Coke. But I did talk about only drinks on the weekends. Also, y'all, it just, sugar just doesn't feel amazing in my body. So I think I'm really going to practice. And again, these are the guardrails that I like. Okay. If you're not where I am, do not do what I do. But I think I'm just going to experiment with like really like having one dessert a week and like really looking forward to it. I actually did do a live on my ice cream in the Facebook group. Y'all can read about that. But also, I don't think Diet Coke is working for me. Me and Diet Coke have a kind of a funny relationship. I kind of go back to it and then I don't, and then I go back to it again, and then I don't, and I'm at a place where it's like, I just don't think that's serving me and my body right now. So I'm gonna just not have that right now. Okay. But you all do what works for you. Okay. All right. And I talked about discovery worksheets. I'm gonna have my data, and then Coach Jane is a good friend of mine, so I'm gonna reach out to her. All right, y'all, let me stop sharing and see if there's any questions. Let me just kind of go here in the chat. I love to just kind of chat with you all. Okay. Mrs. Kevin Flores, you say, when I go to the website, how do I log on? I'm logged on my phone. How do I do it on my computer? You need to have your name and password. And so I would go back to the email that you got when you joined. And that's how you would log into the website. If you have any questions and you can't, oh, she found her email. Okay. So you should be able to get in now. But y'all, if you're ever any reason you can't get in, you can't change your password, whatever, support@pnptribe.com or one of the blue question marks on the website. So, okay. Love that y'all are helping each other in here. Yes, I matter and I value no matter what I weigh. Okay, Jan says, okay, and I'll talk about my ice cream real quick. Jan says, this is the first time you joined a session. I'm so glad. Welcome. You got in, you figured it out. That's a win for today. She says, I'm struggling to plan for longer than a day at a time. Can anyone make any suggestion, please? Okay, here's the deal, Jan. You're doing something brand new that you've never done before, probably, right? Planning. Okay. So I want you to practice being a little easier on yourself. This is how we take care of ourselves a little bit more. You are doing something brand new and you're trying to do it every single day at first. No, you're not going to plan. You're not going to want to make a plan. You're not going to make a plan every day, probably at first. Let's go. Let's set that bar really low and let's go for maybe 2 or 3 days a week. Okay. I'm telling y'all, when you're easier on yourself and you're kinder and loving to yourself, that's not when you let yourself off the hook and quit. That's when you actually start to do more because you know that you're going to be there for yourself, even if you don't do it. What we're really scared of in this life is all the shame and judgment that we put on ourselves. If we promised ourselves that we would have our back no matter what, then we would be more likely to do more things. We'd be more likely and more open to making mistakes. We just would be nicer to ourselves and we would do more stuff. I was just talking to my last private client, because that's a lot of how I spend my time here in No BS is with my private No BS clients. And we were talking about how it's just a thought error that we got to be nice to ourselves. I mean, it's a thought error that we got to be mean to ourselves and we got to beat ourselves down into submission, into action. Nope, it never works. It never works. If it worked, y'all wouldn't be here still trying to lose weight. Okay. So that's what's being nicer to ourselves, being kinder to ourselves. That's the answer. Just give it a try. Give it a try. All right. Let's see. We've got one. I don't know what your first name is, but we're gonna bring you up here for coaching because you just raised your hand. I don't know if you meant to raise your hand, but we'll talk. And then I'll talk about my ice cream real quick before we get out of here. But y'all can also watch the Facebook Live that's in the group. Talked about my relationship I want with ice cream. Are you there? You need to unmute. I'm going to ask you to unmute. And we'll see if there we go. Okay, you unmuted. You turn your camera on. There you are. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. I'm Miss Kevin.
Yes.
So, actually this session is exactly what I needed at this time because, so I just want to kind of brainstorm with you, I guess, now that I see you've shown me where the worksheets are.
Yeah.
So just a quick background. I joined in June. I've been working on, not so much looking at the scale, but building healthier habits. Love so it. the good news is I've been working on food prep. Mm-hmm. So I'm eating out less and I'm eating fast food less. Yay.
Yes. That's a huge win. A huge, yes. Like, I mean, that's not even a small level up that we talk about, right? That's a yeah. big level up.
And I really feel it. My body just feels much better. Yes. And I've been walking probably 4 days a week.
Yeah, awesome.
And so the win-win is that this week I got into a pair of jeans that I haven't worn for quite a while.
So even though you aren't looking at the scale as much, it sounds like you are losing. You're losing.
Something's happening.
Yeah. Because,
so I've been thinking this past week or so that I want some method to, I want homework.
Okay.
For the evening. I want homework because I'm old school. I'm 65. Mm-hmm. So I'm used to, if I go into class, I have my homework, right?
Okay.
And so, so I see the worksheet. So I'm just kind of want to brainstorm on mm-hmm. because most of us, mm-hmm. I, the majority of the overeating mm-hmm. is in the evening.
Okay.
So I'm looking for something that will keep me engaged at night.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And just help to keep me on track at the end of the day.
Okay. So when you say you want homework, you want homework like something to do with no BS in terms of.
Yes.
Life.
Yeah. Something to do with okay. no BS. So I see these worksheets and yes. Planners so that there's, so I just kind of want to brainstorm.
Have you been through the no BS weight loss course?
I did the first course.
Okay.
And now I'm on the 2.0.
Perfect. Okay.
How do I say this? It's been very helpful mm-hmm. and I've been discovering some triggers in my brain or what pushes me to eat when not hungry or just overeat those things. So it's okay. been very helpful. So, okay. So I'm just looking, like I say, ways to make it more part of my day-to-day life.
Yes.
When I listen to the lessons when I walk, but mm-hmm. I almost feel like I'm dropping into another world when I'm listening, you know, I listen during the walk. And then the walk ends and I like step back to my other world. You know
okay,
what I mean?
So I have the perfect homework for you right okay. now.
Okay.
It is to, you know, you can start with basics 2.0 or, you know, since you're doing that already, or you can go back to the no BS weight loss course because, you know, we talk all the time about how that course, especially you want to listen to over and over again because you're always at a different place. But the way that I want you to level it up is I want you to do the worksheets that are attached to each lesson. There's not one for every single lesson, but this is how you level up from just listening to going a little bit deeper. And so that is for you. That may mean, you know, you can still listen while you walk, but then you're also, you know, opening up the worksheets, you're printing out the worksheets that are on the website. They are, you know, they will be on the website with, you know, under the courses.
So are they, okay, so I'm going to go look at the courses.
Yeah,
right
go now. Under courses and then no BS weight loss course, the very first.
So
course
can
there.
So I have to open up each one and print out the worksheet?
Yes. You will have to do that. Or you can, you know, you don't have to print it out, right? You can just look at the worksheet and, some of them are cheat sheets. I see this four basics. This is just, you know, kind of a review of the four basics on this first lesson. But let's go down here. One, two.
So where are you at? What are you looking at?
Okay. I'm on the page with the course.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm clicking over here on the different lessons. So like lesson 4 is doable hunger method. Have I had enough? Do you see
So you're
that?
looking at the basic no BS weight loss course, like module one.
Yes, module
okay
one.
go, okay got it. So let me go there. Okay, so I can look at what you're looking at. Okay, I see. All right. Oh, and then the cheat sheets,
Yes.
the
So you gotta kind of, you know, it's underneath the video. There are all the resources that are attached to each lesson. Like I said, every single lesson doesn't have a resource, but most of them do. Sometimes they're a cheat sheet. Sometimes they're a worksheet. Sometimes it's just the, you know, like a page from the planner, but that's how you can go a little bit deeper with.
Okay. So as I'm doing the courses, it would be helpful to, okay. So I'm just trying to think in my brain, the steps I need to do. So I need to, when I'm at the office, even if I'm not, actually, I could just print out the whole worksheets for all the, for all the courses and I mean, all the little videos in the modules, and then I can have them and do them at night when I'm, when after I listen or just
and every single one of the modules, right? There are four modules in the No BS course. That is plenty for you right now with, you know, with worksheets for the different lessons.
Okay. That's a good start. I appreciate it.
All right. All right.
Thank you. Anything else? Thank you.
All right. Well, so good to meet you and welcome. And I'm so glad you raised your hand and just reached out for help. All right.
Yes. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Love that. And y'all, this is not just for our new members, right? Some of y'all, have y'all done the worksheets? Some of y'all that have been around for a while. Some of our legacy members. We get to where we're, you know, we're listening to the podcast, right? When we're walking and things like that, and that's helpful. But then the next level is like, okay, I got to sit down. Maybe it's time for me to sit down and actually write about how I'm going to apply this stuff to my life. And some of y'all who've been around for a while, that's your next step. Okay. Because again, we can listen, you know, but that's not all of what we need sometimes, because if we're not, I loved how she said, like, okay, I'm walking and I'm like into it. And I'm like, oh yeah. But then when it stops, she goes back to her life again, right? The worksheets can be the bridge between listening and actually applying it to your life when you're not listening. Those are what these worksheets are, okay? Or even just like literally taking a blank piece of paper and say, okay, what are my notes from this lesson and how am I applying them to my life? You don't even have to have a fancy worksheet, but we got to go that next step and actually figure out how we're applying it. All right. So good, y'all. Oh my gosh. Yes, you must take action. You got to take action, y'all. We can't just listen ourselves to weight loss, right? Corinne talks about that a lot. I mean, our lessons are amazing, but just like she said, like we listen and then we're all into it. But then when it stops, we're like back to, oh, here's my hard life and I can't figure any of this out, right? It's like, no, we got to make that bridge. We got to build that bridge between listening and applying. So good. Okay, y'all, I'm out of time. This just flew by, but I'm glad we got one person on to kind of help. And, but y'all, I had to just kind of share today and also just talk about, you know, kind of how important these assessments are. I love all the hearts. I hope you all have some fun plans for maybe the holiday weekend. I really don't. We're just chilling and gonna just, you know, hang out and not any big barbecue or anything this weekend. I'm working on Monday. So, cause I'm headed to New York City next week to see my brother. So that's what I'm looking forward to. So, but y'all have an amazing weekend. Just think about one little assessment. I want to leave this with you all. Think about one little assessment. Oh, and then I'll talk about the ice cream, darling. Sorry. One little piece of assessment that you can incorporate this month. Just one little doable piece. Okay, what is something I can track? What is something I can practice this month that I can assess at the end of the month? That's how we get assessment to benefit from us. We start small and we start doable. Let me just post my Facebook Live in the chat here, and y'all can get the link because I think it should be up here, easy for me to find. There's Christy. There's Corinne. I don't see me. Let's see. I should be able to find it real quick. But while I'm looking for it, I'll talk to y'all real quick. I just talked about how. There's my ice cream. There's my Ben and Jerry's in the. Video just came up. Y'all might be hearing it.
Betsy here. Okay, y'all. Me moving. So okay, those of y'all who don't
turn off the audio. Oh my gosh, I can't get like the good link here. There it is. Okay, I'm trying to get like the clean link of the Facebook Live. But so it's in the chat. So if anybody wants to just click on it and then y'all can watch it later or whatever. And I'll get Missy to make it into a quick hit too. Because I think if she hasn't already, because I think it'll be good. But I just talked about kind of the relationship that I want with having ice cream in my house. And I am at a point right now where I do not keep ice cream in my house, like on an ongoing basis. If I want ice cream, I buy it and I plan it and I eat it. And that means that I put it on the plan almost every day that it is in my house, so that then I give myself the opportunity to think about whether I really want it or not. It's not a conversation of whether I planned it or not. It's a conversation of whether I want it or not. And that has really helped me adjust my relationship with ice cream and overeat it less, because I give myself permission to have it. And so the permission is there. And then I get to decide if I really want it. Because before, I used to be like, well, I always am going to want ice cream. But y'all, the truth is that there are some days I actually don't. And I never thought that would be true, but it is. And so I'll talk about that on the video. Okay. So, but I will also make a note to check and make sure that we get that up as a quick hit as well. So that it'll be on the podcast, and it's also in the Facebook page. Right now. Okay. And y'all just let me know if you have any questions about it. You can comment on the live and tag me and I'll see it. You can reach out and ask coaches and ask. So just let me know if there's any questions about it or any questions about anything I talked about today. All right, y'all, I got to run. See you. All right. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.